This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The House Ag and Natural Resources Committee will come to order. Welcome all of you here. We welcome our internet listeners if we have any. A reminder, we're going to turn off our cell phones and devices so we don't get to penalize anybody. And with that, Ms. Secretary, with the Madam Secretary, Representative Les Meister will be absent today. So with that, would you please call the roll?
Representative Blair.
Here.
Chase.
Here.
Fink.
Here.
Goodwin.
Here.
Ladner.
Here.
Les Meister, excused. Marty.
Here.
Schneider.
Here.
Vasgard.
Here.
Wink.
Wink is not here yet, excused.
York.
Here.
Hoffman.
Here.
Overweg.
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. And with that, the Chair will entertain minutes to approve the last meeting's minutes.
So moved. Fink. Hoffman seconds.
It was moved by Fink and seconded by Hoffman to approve the minutes of the last meeting. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Whenever you start, just later, didn't everybody? Okay. Remind testifiers that to sign in back there. And lobbyists, if you're testifying, please have your right badges on. And if the testifiers have handouts, please do it through our pages, and they would be glad to help you. And with that, we're going to have the pages quick come up and introduce themselves, please. Where you're from and where you're probably going.
Good morning. My name is Rupert Leverton. I am 17 years old. I'm from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I am a junior in high school, and after school, I am thinking about going to college and then possibly running for some sort of political office later on.
We'd love to see you back.
Very good. The pay's really good, too, let me tell you.
Hello, I'm Tabor Shabbat. I'm from Aberdeen, South Dakota. I'm a senior at Aberdeen Central High School. After school, or after I'm done with school, I should say, I plan on going to Northern State University and getting my commission through the Army to become an officer.
Excellent. Thank you. We just have two. Okay. Remind all testifiers that everything comes through the chair. We need to do that for order. And with that, is there any other announcements, introductions from the committee? We will move and hear our first and only bill. Senate Bill 72, Revised Notification Requirements for Listing and Delisting Species on the Threatened and Endangered Species List. Is there any proponent testimony in the room? Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is John Hansen. I'm from Del Rapids, and I represent District 25. And I'm just going to sort of introduce this bill and not really say much about it because we have an honorable senator has decided to find her way out of the appropriations room. And this must be an exciting day for her, so I'm going to let her pitch the bill. So with that, Mr. Chairman, this bill, I'll just say, it came to us from an issue that came up in the rules process. And you'll hear the testimony that this basically is just going to make this notice requirement consistent with the notice requirements and publication requirements that's in our administrative rules process already. And I can tell you firsthand that when the GFMP publishes notice on a rule that they want to promulgate, people know about it. I guarantee you. It's astounding to see the amount of communications that the GFMP gets every time they propose to do something different or, you know, even, frankly, even very minor proposals, we'll have just a stack of communications from the public. So that's a really good thing. I mean, when the GFMP lets people know what's going on, people are very responsive. If they're interested, they know about it. So with that, I will just stand down and encourage your favorable consideration of Senate Bill 72. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony to Senate Bill 72. Welcome, Senator, to the Ag Committee.
Well, good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Senator Jean Hunoff from District 18 of Yankton. As chair of the Interim Rules Committee and having a long history, certainly I want to acknowledge what my colleague said that was here prior to me about the rule process, and especially with GFNP. And this year, we were talking about the species. And what we found out during the rulemaking process when they were looking at the rules for delisting species, the time frame was different in that section for that specific group, and it was not matching what the time frame was for the process. And we have someone from GFNP here that will allude to that. But in the hearing process, there are certain steps that have to be completed for the public, so that there is a public hearing, there is a time frame for that, there is also then input that can be provided written, and then we are the final process in the interim rules that they have to come to us, and there's a time frame for that. So we want to make that consistent with all the rules that they're promulgating, because as a citizen, gee, if that time frame is different here or that publication is different, it's very confusing. So that's the reason for this rule. Again, it's just to make consistency, and my colleague from GFNP, he will speak to that and give you the details. I would ask for your support, and I do thank you that I can have a reprieve and come to a committee where we don't talk about dollars. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I'm going to allow, I imagine you want to leave, Senator. Is there, so I'm going to allow, just if there's any questions on this that anybody has for the Senator, I will allow that now so she can get back to approves. Okay, seeing none. Is there any other further proponent testimony to SB 72?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, committee members. My name is John Katilnik, staff attorney for Game, Fish, and Parks. I ask for your favorable consideration on Senate Bill 72. As Senator Hunhoff and Representative Hansen alluded to, it is a more or less a cleanup bill, I would say. The way the statutes are written currently, there's conflicting information. So under the normal rule promulgation, and let me back up a step. So the threatened and endangered species that we have listed in South Dakota are actually listed in administrative rule. So we have one process for changing administrative rules, which Senator Hunhoff and Representative Hansen had already talked about. That process is starting with a 20-day publication in a newspaper. So we have to publish notice in a newspaper at least 20 days prior to any rule change that the commission may take. So that has been our general process, and we do it for every single administrative rule. Conversely, there is a separate set of statutory requirements when you're dealing with threatened and endangered species. As you look at the bill as it's written, it's found in SDCL 34A-8-5, and that requires a different set of notification requirements, and it essentially says has to be published 30 days in advance versus the 20 days for administrative rule. One of the confusing parts in what kind of came out in the Interim Rules Review Committee that Representative Hansen was talking about was that there isn't a clear definition in this statute of what publication is versus the regular administrative rule process. They say publication is newspapers, three of them, 20 days in advance. So the statute itself relating to the threatened and endangered species isn't as clear as what we have for the administrative rule. So what this bill does is align that time frame, that public notification piece, with the administrative rule change. So if this bill were to pass, if we were to amend the threatened and endangered species rules in the future, it would be the same as any other administrative rule change, which would require 20 days publication notice in three newspapers, allowing for the public to comment and testify and all the things that come along with that. So with that, again, it's a fairly simple bill. I ask for your favorable consideration on Senate Bill 72 and stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony to Senate Bill 72. Seeing none, we will move into opponent testimony. Is there any opponent testimony to Senate Bill 72? Okay, seeing none, I really You want to rebut? The rebuttal's not really. So let's go to committee questions. Representative Hoffman.
Thank you. I think this is for the Game Fish and Parks, anyone. You, sir, certainly. My question is, Species Act, Endangered Species Act of South Dakota, interact with the Endangered Species Act of the federal government? And what's the litmus test for us to list an animal or delist an animal on the endangered species list? Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Representative Hoffman, the Federal Endangered Species Act that you refer to provides much more stringent requirements as far as when it comes to habitat and habitat restoration and anything that deals with, you know, modifying that habitat. Our state threatened endangered species list basically mimics whatever the federal is. And sometimes we keep them on a little longer even after the federal maybe delists something. But our state threatened endangered species list is nothing more than really saying we're not going to have a hunting season. I mean, there's no additional ties to as far as habitat or anything like that on the state threatened endangered species list. It's basically just saying we aren't going to allow for any kind of take on this animal. And it's just kind of a formal recognition that saying, hey, this is an important species. We need to keep an eye on it.
Thank you. And I think what that answer is that I know there's it's not a grouse. It's West River, and you can walk 15 miles and only see one. I think it's endangered under the feds. But we did allow, for a little while, there was a season. Oh, what's the – not a quail, not a sage grouse. It's a sage grouse. And I know I have a friend in the Senate who walked 15 miles one day with some friends, and one of them saw one. And they were all looking to just – all you could shoot was one a day. So thanks. That answers my question.
Thank you.
Any other committee questions? Seeing no questions, we're going to close public testimony and move into committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Fink.
I move due pass on Senate Bill 72. Second.
It has been moved by Representative Fink, seconded by Representative Bastgard, to move Senate Bill 72 due pass to the floor. Any discussion on your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Seems like good common sense, some cleanup that will make this process a little more efficient, and I encourage your approval.
Thank you. Further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we have a motion and a second to send due pass on Senate Bill 72. Those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Representative Blair.
Aye.
Chase.
Aye.
Fink.
Aye.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Ladner.
Aye.
Lesmeister, excused. Marty.
Aye.
Schneider.
Aye.
Bastgard?
Aye.
Wink? Excused. York?
Aye.
Hoffman?
Aye.
Overweg?
Aye.
11 yeas and 2 excused.
Thank you. Receiving the amount of votes it needed, Senate Bill 72 will go to the floor. Do pass. We have, I'm just thinking, it consent, we have written testimony, opponent testimony that's been circulated, so I don't think we are allowed to put it. We have one. So I guess we will be hearing this on the floor. I was hoping we could have put it on consent, but we can't. So, and I imagine Representative Hansen, will you be carrying this on the floor? There you go. So with that, my business is done. Does anybody else on the committee have any other business? Representative Marty.
I'd like to file a complaint.
Okay.
Being here at 8:30.
If you get a second, I'm in trouble. Representative Fink.
I move we adjourn.
It has been moved by Representative Fink and seconded by Representative Ladner that we adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.